Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenism to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenism to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you today in our guided prayerful meditation. This is what I call our meditation, a prayerful meditation. It is about remembering the wholeness that you are. It is about remembering the completeness. It is about remembering that you were born that way and you hold all of the qualities. And it is only when we get tied up in the fragmentation of life, the hustle and bustle, the worry, that we get caught up in that energy and forget about the field of energy that we were born in. We were born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we will ever need for the journey. So I ask you now in this moment, all of you that are available and can close your eyes to do so. I ask you to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner. As you listen to the words in our prayerful meditation, taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I begin my day by affirming that I am alive. My purpose in this day is to continue my work to express the greater power of enlightenism in my life. I am a powerful, unstoppable force with no limitations or boundaries to expressing the greater power of enlightenism in my life. I am on the Enlightenism path because it's the path I have chosen to travel. I affirm my commitment to travel on this path by the work I am doing to express the greater power of Enlightenism in my life. I acknowledge that today is the continuation of my work from yesterday. I accept that every day is one that I am committed to expressing the greater power of Enlightenism in my life. Enlightenism is all the food I need to sustain me through the day. I affirm that I will work to cleanse my consciousness of toxicity throughout this day. And when I end my day with sleep, I accept that I did the work to express the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that before I enter into a tempered state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Now, before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I want to leave you with a thought from our prayerful meditation. Where it says, I affirm that I will work to cleanse my consciousness of toxicity throughout this day. And when I end my day with sleep, I accept that I did the work to express the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. And that's what enlightenism is about, expressing enlightenism in all of your actions, in every moment of every day. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Very well said. Sites today on enlightenism. Enlightenism is the only food I need to sustain me today.
Absolutely.
Enlightenism is everywhere, folks. It's
That's absolutely correct.
It's in everyone.
And when, you, and when enlightenism is... Go ahead.
You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be powerless. You don't have to depend on somebody about who you are. You discover it for yourself.
Yes,
that's important. We can
it's very, very important. I think your mic is a little scratchy today because I'm hearing you and sort of fade in and out. So I think it's in the mic or the sound. So
okay. All right, Sister Carol, thank you so much for those wonderful insights.
You are quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Okay, folks, you just heard Sister Carol get started here today. It seems like on Wednesdays I get caught with some kind of microphone problems. But anyway, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm a part of the light family. I am whole, perfect, and complete until I decide to think differently about myself. This broadcast is about how to create a powerful mind, power of imagination and visualization, create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. I encourage all of you to go to Google, get the Google blog, letting go of our dependence on the past. Why am I focused so much on the past? Well, I'll share it with you in just a moment. But I would like for you to go along with what I'm saying here for a moment. Just ask yourself, who are you aware of being? And hold that thought while I read from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Here's a quotation. Enlightenism clears the mind for us to see what's victimizing us. See the illusions trying to lead us from the consciousness of truth back into toxicity. We achieve this level of clarity, we will see the light shining brightly on the four principles of enlightenment. First principle, our personal responsibility is us to focus on solving our problems rather than solving someone else's problems. It is important to understand that our solutions must come from the consciousness of truth. The second principle, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. This principle focuses on understanding the origins of our beliefs, values, and toxicity. Third principle, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. This principle opens our mind to know that whatever our mind can create, we can uncreate. The fourth principle, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I'm first willing to enter into self-discovery. This principle requires our complete trust that the consciousness of truth exists in us. Very powerful information. Then when you understand those four principles, then I come back to the question that I asked all of you earlier. Who are you aware of being? And now that you've heard the four principles of enlightenment, I'm going to add something to the question, who you're aware of being. So now adding, who are you aware of being without depending on others' beliefs? In other words, how do you define yourself without race and color, gender, and all those things? How do you, and location, a physical location, or where you live, where you went to school? Who are you aware of being without depending on someone else? It's very difficult to do, folks. It's impossible until you get the clarity to understand that you're living in illusion. And most of us don't believe we're living in an illusion. We're living in an illusion of materialism, social status, and power are all that we crave. Crave peace, but we've given up on it. Peace, inner peace in ourselves. Most of us have given up on it. Because we are trying to figure out how can we overcome our dependency on the past? How can we control our mind to unlearn what others taught us? It's a simple process, and that's what the blog is about. That's why I encourage you to read it. There is a place in you where pure consciousness, unconditioned consciousness exists as the consciousness of truth. It is reality. It is all the time. Everywhere you turn today, you see life. Yet, we ignore the life and we look in the past of the dead. We're asking the dead all the time without realizing, can you help me achieve peace? Can you help me get a job? Can you help me through the difficult moments? And all this stuff is coming from the past, where you separated from the greater power of God, called conscious truth, which is a part of the greater power of God. But we're separated. We're taught to be separated. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any powerful victims today. We wouldn't have all of you, all of us, trying to overcome pain. We are judging ourselves based upon societal labels. And when you're using labels, then you're using something from the past. Even though they're creating new labels now, called pronouns of someone's gender. Now they had labels about race and color also. And they are made up. All of this is about humans trying to understand solutions. We want to know what is that we can do to make lives better. The whole premise of life, we want to do better than our parents did. You know, people always say, well, I'm going to leave this world in a better place than I found it. And so my children will be able to do something. But I want the children to remember what I taught them. The same mindless beliefs that I have about the past and all the great people in the past, I want you to use that information. I want you to use philosophy and psychology and all of the things that we passed on to you to make your life better. Because it wasn't good for them. It wasn't better for them. So now they want somebody else to do better than they did using the same information. Drive the same car. Just say someone took care of their automobile better than someone else, and you're able to drive it. When you're in proximity, I mean you live. Because you have already separated yourself from yourself. You've separated yourself and created a darkness in your life. Darkness in your life is the absence of clarity, the light. The light and clarity to see that you are greater than your problem. You're greater than the problem in your life. That's why I read those four principles to you, because they use clear mind. And you may say, well, what is Brother Malcolm talking about? How do we give up everything? It's easy to give up everything when you understand it's all made up. One generation makes up something to pass it on to the other. You know, so someone would use something, let's use a statement like, the person got off the wagon, an alcoholic. He fell off the wagon. Well, if you don't know the origins of it, you don't know what that means except that you heard it. It means a person that started back drinking again. And not understand the wagon was the way that they used to take the people across who were, had stopped drinking. They're picking the drunks off the street, carting them around. And so we don't know anything about what's happening in our lives unless they tell us, you need to go back and understand the past and what it meant. But that's not what it means to enlightenism. Enlightenism does not deal with fables. It doesn't deal with Santa Claus fables, Jack and Jill fables, the fables of justice and injustice, race and color, religions. It doesn't deal with any of those. It's free of everything that we have created. You're free of toxicity. It means you're not the person that you you were taught to believe that you are. So you have to let go of all of the things. You're trying to get someone in a corporation or something to support your ideas. Till you support yourself and invest in yourself, no one is going to invest in you. You don't need anyone to invest in you. You need to invest in yourself. And you need to invest everything, all of your beliefs, your friends in the mind, so you come in naked metaphorically, naked into the consciousness of truth. And that's where your work begins. Your work begins when you've let go of everything in your life. And you've unlearned, you have the clarity to know, I am greater than the I that I created. I'm going to take a quick break, folks, and bring Sister Carolyn back in for a few minutes, and I'll be right back. Here she is.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. I encourage all of you to go and get the book Enlightenism on Amazon today. Read it. The great meditations that she shares with us on a daily basis are in the book. Why am I talking so much about letting go or overcoming our enemy on the past? Because the past, your history, the history that you've heard about, is what cripples the mind. It's what imprisons the mind into a mindset to live in the past. So it becomes easy for someone to talk about Plato and Aristotle and Socrates in philosophy than to talk about themselves. You know more about them. When you talk about yourself, you're an empty vessel in terms of what you know about yourself because you're using a vessel created by someone else to travel in, to live in. It's not a very good vessel. So you don't feel good about yourself. What about other people? You want to know more about other people. So I'm living in an age now where the media and so forth and all the people focus on entertainment, gossip. You want to see somebody destroyed. If you didn't want to be a Christian or someone else, you want to be a kind, loving person where you feel comfort in the destruction of another human being. And that's what is glorified today. And all of this can change. The individual who sees what I'm talking about. You have to perceive this. You need the clarity to see. This is the illusion is corrupting you. And when you rely on the past, you stay in the past. Someone said, well, what? Socrates didn't say this. His analogy in the cave didn't actually mean what you said it meant. This is what it meant. How does this help someone trying to feed their family today? How does it help someone that's working to get an education and that they don't know what they're going to do with it? How do these things help you if you're trying to find peace in God? You think God is the past. And you're searching for God in the past. What can the past tell me about God? And you quote all of those things. And then you become repetitious. You believe the more you say it with the greater fervor and passion that you have, the truer it's going to become to you. And that's an illusion. Everything in the past is an illusion. Cause everything created in the past an illusion. The people believe actually reflect reality. And reality is missing in the past. It's missing our lives in the past. But I know, you have to take my word for it, but I know a place that you can go in yourself where there is a reality. There is a place that's free of human illusions. There is a place in you, in the consciousness of truth, in you that's free of judgments and comparisons. It's free of history. So that you don't need to know. And I know many people that I've heard, particularly that have been considered, you know, people consider the minorities, like you're counting the numbers of people based upon the race and color. And then if you happen to be of a race and color that's with less people, then you're a minority. And then the minority search for something that you can hold on to that's comparable to what others have. So you want history. You believe in the history, you're going to find something to free you in the present. Everything in the history that you're using to achieve freedom. How do you achieve freedom from someone that's never had freedom? I just want to know. How do you do it? How can you get peace from someone in the past who never had peace? That's one to know nothing about. You didn't make it. I'm like the man Jesus. Let the dead bury the dead. Let them all stay dead. And when you let them all die, then you can live. But you cannot live depending on dead people to guide you. You must cleanse your mind if you really want to get to the essence of who you are. And then within you is a new world, the power to create a new world. That's the place. That's the consciousness of truth that I am talking about. And in order to dwell in the consciousness of truth, you must go within, but you must let everything go in order to enter the discovery. So it takes some work of releasing your dependence on others. Thank all of you so much for joining in with us today. I'll be back on the radio Sunday morning with some more breakthrough news about enlightenment, breakthrough insights, I should say, about enlightenment and a new way to think and live. Carolyn, we both will see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a Spiritual Freedom broadcast.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Beyond the sky, it's been a long